FM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. An investigation continues into the deadly incident at a Delta maintenance shop at Atlanta's airport today. Two workers were killed, another injured.
Delta Airlines, we're told, is doing its own internal investigation to understand what happened when a tire and its components, like a rim on a car wheel, were being worked on. Something happened and two Delta employees in the tire and brake shop were killed. Another was seriously injured. Delta says it was an accident and they're trying to better understand it.
ABC's Alex Stone, a spokesperson for Georgia's Secretary of State, announcing that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will not appear on the Georgia ballot, saying he did not meet the qualifications. The independent candidate, though, suspended his campaign last week and endorsed Donald Trump. Once powerful Los Angeles attorney Tom Girardi was found guilty on four counts of wire fraud for stealing from his injured clients and spending that money on his lavish lifestyle. The 85-year-old now suffering from dementia. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican presidential ticket is campaigning in Wisconsin this week. Running mate J.D. Vance will speak in De Pere tomorrow. Donald Trump will hold a town hall in La Crosse Thursday night. The latest Marquette poll shows the race for Wisconsin's presidential votes in a virtual tie. The federal government is considering new regulations on waste from slaughterhouses for the first time since the mid-1970s. John Rumpler of Environment America says it would be long overdue.
Slaughterhouses, the places where a lot of these animals are brought, release a huge amount of nitrogen and or phosphorus into our waterways.
The Environmental Protection Agency says slaughterhouses and large factory farms are driving a spike in harmful algae blooms. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. We've got another hot one today. Our high is 93, according to the National Weather Service, but it'll be so humid that it'll feel like it's over 100 again. Please drink tons of water, stay inside whenever possible, and keep an eye out for those signs of heat illness and heat stroke. Strong storms can be common after intense systems like this heat wave, so we may see some this afternoon and into the evening. But the good news is that the temperatures should only be in the 80s tomorrow. And a new study shows what many students and Madisonians already know. A majority of off-campus student housing here in Madison is unaffordable. The city teamed up with UW-Madison for a first-of-its-kind study looking at housing affordability for students. Nearly 70% of rentals cost too much, with students spending over $1,000 per month. Plus, the least expensive units are furthest from campus and the most run down. According to the study, UW-Madison has one of the most expensive housing markets of all Big Ten schools. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
The Packers add a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers traded for Malik Willis, a third-year quarterback, for the Tennessee Titans. In return, the Titans get a seventh-round draft pick next year. Willis on mastering the progressions when learning a new NFL playbook in Green Bay.
You know, progressions are a part of quarterback play wherever you're at, so I just felt like you get to different ones at this level, and you with a new team and new people, so you just got to get used to it.
College football, the Badgers getting ready for their first game of the season Friday when they host Western Michigan. Luke Fickle on what they know about the Broncos.
We know as little as we ever have known, right? I mean, they got a new offensive coordinator, they got a new defensive coordinator, and they got a new special teams coordinator. So what do you know, right? Obviously, the head coach is an offensive guy. What the head coach has done, or is it more of the Walt Bell? And, you know, are they going to be the Louisiana Lafayette where the defensive coordinator came from? I mean, so there's a lot of unknowns. You know, even with transfers and things like that, there's still a lot of unknowns.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
An excessive heat warning remains in effect as high temperatures today tap the low 90s, and it really will feel more like 105 degrees. We've got chances for strong to severe storms to strike tonight, packing the potential of high, damaging wind gusts, hail, and heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 87 degrees.
Hey, Brad from Zero Res Madison here. What's the best way to clean your carpet? Well, not surprisingly, it's the same way you clean your clothes. You wouldn't clean a dirty shirt by running a white cloth over the top of it, nor would you try to get it clean by sprinkling chemicals and rubbing it in. For a real clean, you need hot water, agitation, and a cleaning agent, just like your laundry. For a fresh, healthy clean with no residue, call Zero Res Madison or schedule online. Zero Res, spell it forward or backward, it's the right way to clean.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time for a Hump Day edition. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News, Trigvi Olson, the Lincoln Project, and much more. Be here.
Hump Day!
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I believe, Dom, they call this day Tuesday. Tuesday, I believe. I did have to verify.
All right. Happy Tuesday to you, Crudy. Rich, working the board. Thank you, sir. Our fair audience always can join us. 844-967-2789. Crudy, I know. Welcome back, man. I know you're off yesterday, but, you know, I started the show yesterday doing the Crudy. Welcome.
The pointing. You got to point at him. Got to let people know I welcome you. You have a wonderful time for the next 3 hours with the greatest radio show ever. Dom, yesterday, moving day, but, you know, much like a birthday, it's more like moving week. Some even stretch moving it out month. Into moving month.
Right.
And I'm nearing the end. The end's in sight, but. You know, that's mostly just because I got so much crap jammed in that Jeep out in the parking garage. I really got no peripheral vision. So that end might be a tray, and I have no idea. But moving the last kid off to college tomorrow, and then we're empty nesters. So looking forward to that. And so far, no major injuries. I have not hurt myself substantially in any way, shape,
or form. Done. And lift that, with the legs, tighten the core, engage the glutes. I mean, you'll be fine, Crudy.
My hamstrings are burning, though. I do need to do some major stretching because it's not just the walking. It's not just the heavy carrying. Then it's the travel time. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I've logged probably like 1,000 miles in the last 3 days, just back and forth. But. You know, get near the end. And thank you to Darcy for professionally representing us. My pal over at Solidarity Realty. But back to work, Don. This is sort of therapy for me. I love talking about the politics. I've been missing it. I'm not even living on a calendar anymore. You know, what is this thing? Weeks and months. All I know is political cycles, and they're coming up rapidly. So today... big decisions made in the state of Wisconsin. Who's on the ballot and who ain't on the ballot? And the third parties primarily were affected by this because, you know, we know Trump's on the ballot. And we know, it ain't Biden, is it Trump? No, it's Kamala Harris.
It's unconstitutional. Kamala Harris. Poor Joe Biden. You know, the guys are desperate.
And Tim Walz, of course. Tim Walz, Coach Walz, the co-pilot. And, you know, I wonder when they have to have the final deadline. I believe September 3rd, something like that. Because, you know, I still wonder. I think Trump's got a little October surprise in him. I think he's going to replace J.D. Vance with Robert Kennedy Jr. Wouldn't that throw him off? Put a Kennedy on the ballot. You know, the worst one, no doubt, but put a Kennedy on the ballot next to Trump. And I think Trump thinks two great brands side by side.
Great. Not weird at all going from Vance to Kennedy Jr.
They got to do it. I should get a do over on my VP.
Hey, man, you know, knock yourself out. Whatever you think is going to help you win, go do that. But you better do it soon because they got to send, you know, the info to the printers.
Interestingly, RFK on the Wisconsin ballot, even though he supposedly withdrew the Wisconsin Elections Commission, it's being reported today by our friends over at the Journal Sentinel a day after the state Supreme Court dismissed the challenge to remove Green Party candidate Jill Stein from the ballot in Wisconsin. Yeah, they don't like her much anymore, do they? People are running it up to the Wisconsin Supreme Court to exclude her from the ballot. The bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission confirmed she will appear. Yes, Jill Stein and the Greens on the ballot on November ballots in this battleground state. We call it Wisconsin. And the commission on Tuesday also kept. And this is a little political chicanery, I think, Dom, a little politically confusing, because independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is also on the ballot, though he has suspended his presidential campaign and endorsed former President Donald Trump. Now, if he's going to bleed any votes, Dom, it's going to be from Trump, don't you think?
Presumably. I also saw an Axios today that Michigan has denied RFK Jr.'s escape from the presidential ballot. So he will be on the ballot in Wisconsin. He will be on the ballot in Michigan as well.
Wisconsin elections commissioners also approved independent candidates Cornell West. Now, I was up close and personal with Cornell West at the DNC last week. I guess he gets in on his celebrity, Dom, because I don't think he's part of that party. And after rejecting a challenge that argued his declarations of candidacy, talking about Cornell West, were not properly filed due to notarization issues. That's thin gruel, I'm just saying. I'm glad. And you know who I'm cheering for, Dom. But I'm glad to see the inclusion of all qualifying candidates on the ballot.
Well,
I'm not a big fan of...
Get on the ballot, absolutely.
Should we revisit Kanye? Because Kanye, man, his campaign did not do the qualifying things. They missed the deadline.
They missed the time, man. They came in late. I mean, there's a time set. The time is set. What are you going to do? Everyone knows the time. If you hire counsel and they get there late, you hired the wrong counsel.
Apparently you did. So we got some qualifying balloteers, Dom. Do you think the people of Wisconsin have any appetite for third-party candidates at this point? You know,
as a former third-party voter, hell no. But that's just me.
We'll talk more about candy in the 4 o'clock hour, Dom. Yeah. Don't you think?
Yes, I think we will.
We'll save all talk of Moby Dick for the 4 o'clock hour. I'll just tease it with that. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you better stick around for 4. It involves Bobby Kennedy Jr. and a whale, and he took it home, and his kids had to ride along. But, you know, I can't tell you anymore. I don't want to steal the thunder of this Captain Ahab tale, Dom. We'll get there in the 4 o'clock hour. What about Robin Voss? I see he made the Raw story. Unfortunately... It was because, the legal challenges that those that would want to recall Robin Voss, the legal challenges, they're being snuffed. It's not fair, Dom. It doesn't seem fair. But what happened? Update the audience.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court refused to hear Trump backers appeal of Dane County's circuit court judge ruling from July that petition signatures were wrongly collected under legislative boundary lines that are now banned from use for any election. And the Wisconsin Elections Commission also rejected their petition. Now, Trump supporters have been trying to recall Voss, the longest serving assembly speaker in Wisconsin history, after he refused calls to decertify Biden's election win in the state.
I applaud that effort.
Victory.
Just for the record, put me down as pro recall Voss. Just political mischief I agree with.
Voss also drew their ire by refusing to back their plan to impeach top state election official Megan Wolf. The recall organizers had hoped to force an election for a week before the month's primary election. Yada, yada, yada. Not going to happen. No, but this is the thing. And this is what kind of, and I get it. Okay. They make their call. Not going to happen. Fine. But didn't they request from the court, hey, which lines should we use? Which legislative boundary lines should we use? And the court's like, we're not going to address this. And then they went their thing. Another court's like, too bad. Not going to use the wrong ones. Use the wrong ones. You could have told them that before they went through the effort, Wisconsin Supreme Court. But okay.
Couldn't have happened to a kookier bunch of fellas and girls.
Well, I mean, on that side of it, it's kind of hard to defend the maniacs on that side. You know, it's right on right, man. The Republican Party is in disarray.
Are they? Are they, or are they in complete array with the MAGA cult leader, Dom? One other quick note here before we move on. I'm going to the Trump rally. I was excited, Dom. I got credentialed. I just had to take it through La Crosse. I sought credentials for this fine Trump town hall as it's being portrayed at the La Crosse Center on Thursday night as a representative of the Eagle 1490 AM soared high above your radio dial in La Crosse. So I put the local media. I started there. And
the
what
local
do you know?
Radio station. Ah.
The local in-town radio station we play out on. Not yet, though. Not till 4 o'clock, but we'll be there. Dana listening on the stream. Shout out in God's country to Dana. But do you see who Trump's bringing to the party, Dom? I've got a statement from the campaign. Should I break it in case you're not?
Yeah. I'm not aware. Who's coming?
President Donald J. Trump announces a special guest moderator and Tulsi Gabbard at the La Crosse, Wisconsin Town Hall. And I dropped my son off at the fine college, the University of Wisconsin La Crosse, Dom, the same college we went to. And ironically, my son, so excited, he nearly did not get his best high school buddy going off to college with, buddy, and almost didn't get to room together. But it's official. They get to room together.
Oh, nice.
In the same crappy dorm I lived in 30 years ago. Yeah. And they're being welcomed.
How's the air conditioning in that dorm?
No AC in Sanford, by understanding.
That's like a hot box, man.
I know. I get to move them in on the hottest, the third hottest day of the year, behind the day I moved the rest of the family, the day I moved the other kid into college, and the day I get to move the other kid into college. All quite hot. It's good for my waistline, though. Broke man's Ozempic, sweating buckets. I've dropped some weight. I'm down a few pounds. The neighbor came over. He said, "You look good."
Yeah.
The shirt was, clinging to my body with the perspiration of a working man. Come back, taking care of business right here on the Devil's Advocates. And you can always join us. 844-967-2789. Oh, but I'll need to take off again tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. devilradioswag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at devilradioswag.com, because we got bills too.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us, now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school, sporting events, family gatherings, and staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The Devil's Advocate.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open for you. Our fair audience, Rich, will lightly screen the calls. You can always join at 844-967-2789. It's a call. It's also a text. And since Curtis here today, maybe someone will read them.
Dominic, breaking news. I'm reading the breaking news from the Washington Post. Special counselor Jack Smith files new indictment against Trump in case involving alleged conspiracy to obstruct the 2020 election. That's the one I care about, Dom. We'll read further and we'll report on this as we're able to a little bit later in the show. But this is the January 6th case, and there are new charges filed against the guy, the already 34-time convicted felon I'm going to see on Thursday in what, our old town, Dom? Lacrosse.
CNN reporting, just one sentence here, for the special counsel's office quoted, the superseding indictment, which was presented to a new grand jury that had not previously heard evidence in the case, reflects the government's efforts to respect and implement the Supreme Court's holdings and remand instructions in Trump versus United States.
So they cleaned up all the, what, constitutional immunity that was extended by the U.S. Supreme Court when they handed down the murky ruling prior. So Smith said, fine, we'll set aside those charges. Here are your new freaking charges, man.
We'll get a new grand jury, and here's the new charges.
Excellent.
Slim down just a bit, yes.
Excellent. New indictments leveled. January 6th indictments leveled against the former president, Donald Trump, who's coming to darken the doorstep of God's country, La Crosse, Wisconsin, on Thursday. And Dom, I'm going to take this broadcast inside the red velvet ropes, inside the La Crosse Center, baby. I'm going there mostly because I was already in town. Got to drop my kid at UW La Crosse, stay, you know, have a couple beers, maybe go to Piggy's, the Freight House, someplace downtown. And I'll get up early and I'll see what time the front row Joe show up. And I'll go interview some people. We'll get to know some people. And then, you know, whatever time the final credentialed media can enter, Dom, might have to be flexible with me on Thursday. But I'm going to go into the Trump event, and we're going to broadcast beyond the construct of the Devil's Advocate show. We're going to give coverage because Trump is in La Crosse. And if you didn't hear, Tulsi Gabbard, former Democratic congresswoman, former Democratic presidential candidate. Oh, yeah. She was one of the 24 that were running, Dom. I remember Tulsi Gabbard in the race, although I always questioned her motives. I thought she was something of a Russian plant.
I mean, he's, you know, I got to tell you, Donald Trump is really doing a fine job dealing with the weird aspect of his campaign by bringing in
RFK
Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard.
Embrace the weird, embrace the kooky, hell, make Tulsi Gabbard your moderator for the town hall event going off at the Lacrosse Center, Dom. If I could only encourage my kid to go. Now, Karsten's like, I could go, but there might be better stuff happening my first day at college. I'm like, there could be. There could be, you know, because, of course, there won't be any colleging yet. Mostly just buying red Solo cups, right? That's what I'd be doing. But his roommate might be just, he might be a little bit country. He might be a little bit Trumpster. So, you know, if I could get
a little country, a little rock and roll. I mean, last time Trump did a town hall, it wasn't very town hall-y, if I recall.
What are you expecting, Dom? Difficult questions. I would like my son to act as some sort of a Manchurian candidate, first-time voter.
I mean, if you're going to go through the effort to stand in line and deal with the heat and, you know, and do the whole rigmarole to get inside the building, to do a town hall with Trump, and you get the opportunity to ask a question, and that's why you're there, there should be some tough questions.
Mr. Trump, do you perceive yourself as a great president or the greatest ever?
Right. No, that's a great question. Thank you for asking. A lot of people are saying greatest president ever.
Now, I wonder if Gabbard, you know, a fine journalist, question mark. You know, I'm going to put an asterisk in my earlier prediction that J.D. Vance was going to get the heave-ho in October. That'll be Trump's October surprise. But, you know, you never could tell. He could grab Tulsi Gabbard. Because then he'd have a woman on the ballot, and she was a Democratic presidential candidate. So, A, the prediction is only that J.D. Vance gets kicked off the ballot, that he gets the heave-ho from Trump, you know, walks the plank, throws him to the sharks and the whales, Dom. And it could be either Tulsi Gabbard or RFK Jr. that replaces J.D. Vance on the ballot. These are the things I think about.
But the October surprise would be too late to swap out. I mean,
I'm not sure.
The ballots have to be printed, right? Yeah, come on, man. That's never going to happen.
You just vote for the guy on the top anyways. So who cares what the ballot says? You know, it's Trump and whoever he shotguns in. Yeah, it could be a problem, but doesn't mean Trump won't do it. Doesn't mean Trump won't do it, Tom. 844-967-2789. While there's time, should we sneak one in?
Let's do it. Mark from the SAC, you are up. Welcome, Mark. Happy Tuesday to you, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Happy Tuesday, yeah. And maybe this, I should say this for day for grievances, but I hear that Joan Bollwig's supporters got an ad for her. Republican Joan Bollwig, who they don't mention in the ad that she's a Republican that blocked the PFAS money coming up because she's a member of the Joint Finance Committee that... you know, I've actually contacted the Kiske campaign and said, you guys got to get ads in the air, too, to counteract Joan Bollwig and her nonsense.
Yeah, spend that money.
But it's money that you're getting, but it is just, you know, Joan, I just noticed how careful they are to not mention the fact that she is a Republican and a Trump supporter through and through. So all they talk about is, oh, it's Joan Bollwig. She helped her cows, helped her farm, I noticed, once again, they're trying to distance themselves from Trump, but they're, you know, Trump all the way.
Mark Hovde ran for Senate without saying he's running in the state of Wisconsin, so I guess I'm not surprised. Thanks for the call, man.
I find it interesting. I found a press release from the city of La Crosse. They're moving all the homeless out the night before Trump arrives. August 28th. They're clearing the Veterans Parks down there. No homeless. Clean up the messes. Build that wall.
The undesirables.
Come back. More devil's advocates. Is that us? Are we the undesirables?
Depends on your perspective.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Tuesday. We're in for a hot one today. Wisconsin's heat advisory means it might feel like 100 or more degrees in some areas. This is in part due to the humidity. Remember that if you are hot, so are your animals. Grace Larson is a graduate student at UW-Madison working with dairy calves. She says the heat's impact on calves can be detrimental. She has some advice to keep your animals cool.
I have gotten really lucky to be part of a study that looked at the use of solar-powered fans that were attached to the back of the hutch. And I think that this could be a really effective tool for farmers who use a hutch system because there aren't really a lot of things out there for hutches. And it really helps to improve air quality as well as intake and thermoregulatory behavior. Otherwise, in like a pen setting, you can treat them kind of just like a normal lactating cow and have them have fans and soakers and things like that. And I think those are just as helpful.
Grace Larson along with us, a graduate student at UW-Madison working with dairy calves. Stick around. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news in 60 seconds.
Rural Mutual Insurance. Keeping Wisconsin strong.
They believe in protecting the families and children in our farming communities. Kids love to be included in the daily farm activities, but accidents can happen quickly. Reduce the chance of injury by making sure your farm is a safe environment for adults and kids. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau leadership opportunities have benefited me in multiple ways. Right now, I'm a member of the Farm Bureau Leadership Institute, and I always thought I was a good public speaker. And then we went through some of that training in our very first session, and I had these aha moments that I'm going to use when I am promoting agriculture to consumer groups.
WFBF.com.
You should reach out to them.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Today, the Wisconsin Ag Coalition is hosting candidates running for state office on a few farm visits across Dane County. The goal of the event is to build relationships so that state candidates can successfully represent agriculture if elected this fall. The group is visiting Bear Crop Science in DeForest and Hague Dairy Farm in Dane. I plan to make it out to one of the stops today, so look for pictures at Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. In other news, you're going to want to get your Packers watch party tickets before they're gone. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke and the Wisconsin FFA Foundation are co-hosting this event. This will be at Pam's residence in Titletown, known as Pambo. This will be for the September 6th game as the Packers take on the Eagles in Brazil. It'll also feature live music and plenty of food and drink. Find more at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
An excessive heat warning remains in effect as high temperatures today tap the low 90s, and it really will feel more like 105 degrees. We've got chances for strong to severe storms to strike tonight, packing the potential of high, damaging wind gusts, hail, and heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 88 degrees.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and healthcare. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
On our next show, despite the grueling heat, we'll be here talking to Mike McCabe from Substack.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Woo!
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. I believe it's Tuesday, if that's what the
it is Tuesday
so-called calendar is telling me, Dom, but days and weeks and months, they have no meaning to me, just elections and outcomes, Dom.
69 days and like 9 hours, dude.
69 days?
And 9 hours and change.
Very cool. And that editorial over at the Cap Times. An endorsement, Dom. Kamala Harris for president.
Shocking. Shocking.
The Cap Times, if you're unfamiliar, if you're living outside the greater Madison-Dane County area, skosh, just a tad progressive, tad lefty. One of my favorite sources, you know, our friend John Nichols works there. A lot of people work there. Here is what their editorial board is saying today, though. The Democratic National Convention concludes a remarkable process of transition by one of the country's two major parties. This year's presidential campaign began with the I can't even read it, Dom. I'm having a hard time reading about the prior expectation that President Joe Biden would be the Democratic nominee for a second term, and that Vice President Kamala Harris would run with him on a ticket that merited re-election, but that was burdened by a broad popular concern about Biden's age and Biden's ill-fated appearance at the first presidential debate with his Republican rival, former President Trump, upended the Democrats' re-election bid. Biden and his partisan supporters had to deal with the difficult question of whether they were offering voters a sufficiently compelling candidate, along with a sufficiently compelling vision to prevail at a critical juncture in the American American experiment. And Dom, to their credit, Democrats faced reality and acted. Biden stood down, Harris stood up, and she chose Minnesota Governor Coach Tim Walz as her running mate on a reorganized Democratic ticket. The process was not easy, but it was necessary, and the willingness of Democrats to do the right thing has been rewarded by a surge in national polls and in polls from battleground states such as Wisconsin. It's the only one I care about, Tom.
Crudy, millions of Americans who expressed uncertainty about whether they would back a Biden-Harris ticket are now supporting the Harris-Walz ticket. We think they are making the right choice. In fact, we think they are making the only reasonable choice. Today, we embrace that choice by making our own enthusiastic endorsement of Harris for the presidency and Walz for the vice presidency. The Capital Times had made endorsements for president, governor, congressional seats, and down ballot posts for more than a century. We've endorsed Republicans, Democrats, and independents, including former Wisconsin Governor Robert La Follette, a lifelong Republican who a century ago ran as an independent progressive. Most of our endorsements in recent years have gone to Democrats because the party of Franklin Roosevelt and Barack Obama has offered a more realistic economic and social vision, supporting higher wages, expanded access to health care, increased funding for public education and public services, an embrace of women's rights, civil rights, LGBTQ plus rights, and disability rights, and taking the side of conservation, environmental protection, and climate justice. We would be thrilled if Republicans tried to be competitive with the Democrats on these issues, as they once did in the Wisconsin of Warren Knowles, Lee Sherman-Dreyfus, and Tommy Thompson. Even when we disagreed with those former Republican governors, we respected the determination to do right by Wisconsinites. We have no such respect for Donald Trump or for his running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. Trump is a twice impeached, multiply convicted, wholly dishonorable candidate who literally tried to overturn the results from Wisconsin in the 2020 election.
Oh, they're still holding that against him. That little detail.
Come on. Did he really? Because he wasn't convicted of that yet.
Well, there are new indictments leveled by Jack Smith today.
Indictments today.
Stick around. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. The American electorate rejected him by 7 million votes. He should not be allowed near the White House, and neither should Vance, whose wild-eyed extremism suggests he has no more respect for democracy than Trump. If the Republican Party was serious about politics, is serious about governing in this definitional moment in American history, it would have rejected Trump and Trumpism at his convention in Milwaukee. But that didn't happen. Instead, the Republicans doubled down on their dysfunction, and in so doing, they disqualified their ticket. In stark contrast, Harris and Walz are uniquely qualified. In addition to her 4 years of experience as vice president, Harris served ably in the U.S. Senate as California's attorney general and as San Francisco's district attorney. Walz, a former teacher who for decades served in the National Guard, has 12 years of experience as a member of the U.S. House and 6 years as one of the most effective and progressive governors in the history of Minnesota. Harris and Walz are ready to govern. They will do so with a domestic policy vision that builds upon the successes of the Biden-Harris administration, working to counter inflation by cracking down on corporate price gouging, investing in housing construction and initiatives to make home buying easier for working Americans, cutting child poverty, and addressing the medical debt crisis. Trump says Harris's proposals are radical. That's absurd. These are relatively modest interventions that, in many instances, are less ambitious than the anti-inflation initiatives the former Republican presidents Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. And the effort to tackle medical debt, while surely welcome, falls far short of the single-payer Medicare for All reform that represents the best strategy for cutting costs and improving care. There are, of course, areas in which we differ with Harris and Walz. For instance, we would like to see them make a clearer break with Biden's foreign policy team on the question of Gaza. To our view, the United States needs to become an honest player in the Middle East, actively advocating for an immediate ceasefire, for the release of hostages, and for justice and security for Palestinians and Israelis.
Well, wait. Let me interrupt the editorial, Dom, and you, I apologize by extension. It is very hard for Kamala Harris, while she is still currently the VP serving under Joe Biden, to make a clean break for Biden's Gaza-Israel policy. You know what I'm saying? So while I would agree with them, and, you know, if you're aspiring to things, that'd be great, boys and girls. But in the real world I live in, the boss still gets to set the rules, at least till the end of his term. And the boss is Joe Biden right now. It is still his presidency. Please continue.
Now, the captain wraps it up here shortly. We believe that Harris and Walz have the capacity to evolve towards the positions embraced by former President Jimmy Carter and U.S. Rep. Mark Pocan when it comes to Middle East policy, and we hope they will do so. In a more general sense, we've had enough contact with Harris and Walz over the years to develop confidence in their shared desire to keep moving in the right direction for America and the world. With Trump, on the other hand, our only confidence is that he will continue to break everything he touches. The 2024 election is not a close call. The contrast between the Harris-Walz ticket and the Trump-Vance ticket is stark. We know that some may think it is early for a newspaper to make an endorsement in the fall campaign. We disagree. We believe this is precisely the time for Wisconsinites to throw their support to Kamala Harris for president and Tim Walz for vice president. So saith the editorial at the Cap Times.
Hey, those fine candidates, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, coming back to Milwaukee next Monday for Labor Day. Bet they're going to Labor Fest, Dom. What do you think?
Ooh, nice.
Coming to party with the folks, the men and women of union labor. Trump, of course, going to be in La Crosse on Thursday. You got J.D. Vance darkening the doorstep into Pier tomorrow. And you got both Harris and Walz making a big appearance. I bet they'd be at the Summerfest grounds, don't you think? Labor Fest.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Obama, you could pack a lot of people
a while ago, right?
Yeah, we were there. We were there for Obama at Labor Fest. And the coolest part, when Air Force One drops into Mitchell and you can kind of see it across the lake. Oh, that is a cool sight. And then, you know,
like, that's a big plane, yeah.
15 minutes later, the presidential style motorcade made its way over to the Summerfest grounds, Tom. But yeah, we saw Obama there. Hell, I'm pretty sure, didn't we see Biden at Summerfest? Or
yeah,
maybe
we may have.
I know there wasn't a lot of live rallies. That might have been a prior rally we've seen, Biden at. But I would say, Tom, what are you doing next Monday?
Probably not working, Crudy.
I suspected as much. The men and women of labor minus Dom will be at Labor Fest.
844-967-2789. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and thank you, Rich, for the heads up on this, On the heels of the DNC, Harris and the Walls will blitz the country for a series of events in every battleground state. Harris will travel to Michigan and Pennsylvania, and the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, will appear at a Labor Day event in Virginia. Other campaign surrogates will visit North Carolina, Nevada, and Georgia. Not yet announced where the Walls will speak in Milwaukee, what time they'll be in the city. Walls last in Wisconsin for a rally at the Pfizer Forum on the second night of the convention, and that was a barn burner night as well.
I'm feeling pretty confident about the Summerfest grounds, people. I'm not saying it's an ironclad guarantee, because maybe they need a bigger venue, like American Family Field or something. Bigger. I'm thinking bigger than the Summerfest grounds.
Well, it's only Walls. Harris will not be with him.
Oh, that takes all the thunder out of my announcement. No, that'll be cool. Walls at Labor Fest probably makes it more acceptable that you'll be ditching, I suspect.
Thank you.
Have you seen Walls yet?
No, I have not seen Walls live, give a speech live. No, I mean, obviously,
you're going to like the guy. Maybe not at Labor Fest, but eventually.
No, and I think, you know, I mean, come on, man. Walls is, you know, he was a teacher. He's a National Guard guy. You know, he worked his way up. He's a congressman and, you know, earned the votes of his peers, or I'm sorry, his constituents in Minnesota to become a governor. I mean, that means something. I think he's a down-to-earth cat. I think he'll, if it is at Labor Fest or wherever it will be, you know, I think he'll be received warmly.
It'll absolutely be at Labor Fest on Labor Day in Milwaukee. It's kind of a big deal down there. And if you're sending Tim Walls, I mean, part of the appeal of this guy, Tim Walls, the Coach Walls persona, the flannel shirt-wearing persona, it's funny. During the DNC, a lot of the females were white for suffrage, and Kamala Harris, obviously, hopefully soon to be the first female president. I reviewed some of the Colbert, because we missed so many of the late night shows. We were still working last week, and Colbert said, you know, the audience, many of them wearing white, and Tim Walls, of course, very white in his own regard. Special kind of white. But, you know, I think part of the appeal to the working class, upper Midwest, and that's still demographically a big part of the state of Wisconsin, and some of the bleed historically is, well, I'm talking about the Trump has been working stiffs, labor dude. So I look forward to a Tim Walls labor-centric speech from the Summerfest Labor Fest grounds on Monday, September 2nd, but Kamala Harris apparently will not be there. That is as disappointing to me as no Beyonce at the DNC.
Come on, the Hill.
And the TMZ, they were reporting it. You know, we got T-Bone. I got Beyonce. Now it's Beyonce. Now, everyone, when I say T-Bone, that was a long story. But now when I say I got Beyonce at the DNC, everyone's going to know, oh, that's when you wanted something to happen and you thought it was going to happen. And, you know, the entire media world, we were all holding our breaths for Queen Bee, Beyonce, and no Queen Bee.
Labor Fest, Crudy, Labor Day, a chance to remember those who made sacrifices for the benefits many take for granted. Weekends, worker protections, vacation, overtime pay, the list goes on. Every year, labor unions and union members of the Milwaukee Area Labor Council, AFL-CIO, put on the biggest festival on the Milwaukee lakefront, and it's free. It's open to the public. Through the generosity of local unions and the companies at which they work, we can bring you a day of fun at the lakefront, which includes live music for adults and families, children's entertainment, bingo, wrestling, classic car show. You have to get the caddy down there. And a union raffle with a grand prize of $5,000. Before you head to the lakefront, visit the parade route to see the union members in their tracks on their Harleys and marching with their locals in downtown Milwaukee. The parade will end at the Henry Mayer Festival Grounds. That's the Summerfest Grounds, where the Labor Fest will take place. 11 a.m., the parade leaves Ziegler Union Square. And 11 to 5 p.m., the Labor Fest at the Festival Grounds. And maybe Governor Walls. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates.
But no doubt.
844-967-2789.
That doesn't sound like work. It sounds like a party.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show. Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
Hey, Dom, how many palindromes can you name in 30 seconds?
Race car, mom, dad, reefer, refer, kayak, level. Did I say mom already?
You're forgetting one really important one.
Zero res.
Not only is it the coolest palindrome ever, it's also our favorite.
Right, I remember. Why is that again?
They advertise with us.
Zero res, my favorite palindrome.
And carpet cleaner.
And carpet cleaner.
Get the best carpet cleaning ever. Schedule your carpet cleaning online at zeroresmadison.com. Tell them the Devil's Advocate sent you.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates. Radio show phone lines open for your take always. 844-967-2789. Talk or text. Hit us up. Crudy, I know we're going to, in the next hour, get into this new superseding indictment filed by Jack Smith. They pared it down a few less pages, taking into account what the U.S. Supreme Court said, and laid it on the lap. But I got to get your opinion, man. We talked yesterday at length about the Jay Weber situation, man. WISN here in Milwaukee, iHeart, star of Wisconsin, of course, said some very terrible things about Gus Walls, you know, lamenting the fact
just
that
on the social medias.
It doesn't matter. But he was off the air on Thursday. He was off the air on Monday. And I did tune in. I know this is usually your beat, man, to Righty Whitey Talk Radio. I had to find out, was Jay Weber on iHeart this morning? No, he was not. Does that mean anything to you, man?
Yeah, long vacation going into the Labor Day weekend. Jay Weber has got monstrous ratings, and Righty Whitey Talk Radio really doesn't give a damn about your feelings, man, because there'll be plenty of sponsors, and I would discourage the boycotting of these sponsors. Some people reached out to me and said, what should we do? It's hard enough to get sponsors on Lefty Talk Radio, because we don't have the enormous reach of Jay Weber and WISN. I would say harass him on social media and the mothership, WISN, and, you know, complain to the station manager. I hate to give out names. I got a few friends in that building. I know who to bug. But ultimately, doesn't matter how much you whine and cry, this will not get Jay Weber fired. Jay Weber's a monster in terms of ratings.
I don't know, man. I've heard a little bits and pieces of the replacement, you know, the sub, let's call him, Ben Young. Sounds very Righty Whitey Talk Radio-y, man. I didn't know when I listened to today, I was like, is that Jay or is this somebody else? I didn't know until they came back and introduced themselves. And
Jay Starkey. So on and so forth. Jay's got a sense of humor, generally.
I mean, this guy's snarky, sense of humor. Whatever. So what I'm telling you, man, is that I'm not clear that you can't just poke that guy out, stick another one in, and they're going to lose a step from the rating standpoint. You know, if that's what you want, This other guy's doing the same thing. Maybe he's a little less offensive about it. Maybe. But I'm not clear that that's actual, those are Jay's numbers versus WISN's numbers.
Yeah, you know what I'm individually, saying? Absolutely. And you're wrong. Because I've broken out their day parts, man. I geek about the analytics of radio, dude. Trust me, you're wrong. You look at the individual hours he is on, even relative to the lineup at WISN. He is the king of the morning, man. And I thought it was Belling. I always thought Belling was their big whopper, right? He's the
afternoon
great
guy,
white
though.
Whale.
Is it the morning slot, man? Come on. You're gonna tell me you don't think anyone else sticking in that slot could pull that those ratings. You think it's Jay's
not
unique talent? This is what you're telling me.
Well, I would point this out to you and those that pay attention in radio. Let me give you a little broader example, not to get too
all
geeky
right.
on
all
it.
All right. Sure.
Charlie Sykes had a, 23-24 year air shift with WTMJ. They have never recovered from the loss of Charlie Sykes. And now that they lost their afternoon guy, Jeff, help
Wagner.
Me out. Wagner, thank you. I mean, that is a greatly diminished radio station. So if you think it doesn't matter who the host is, then don't feel bad if I ain't here tomorrow. Because you'll do just fine, or whoever, Rich will be my whoever, man.
Right,
just
someone,
put another crudy in the seat, right? So, no, you can say the hosts don't matter. But Jay Weber has a greater reach than any of the other hosts on that station. He has the greatest reach. And you can say morning drive. Well, guess what? Belling's got afternoon drive. And Dan O'Donnell's got the mid-morning. And Vicki McKenna, she puts her two cents in there. And while I basically think they're all one-size-fits-all hate mongers, their ratings are not identical across day parts. There are preferences shown by the audience. And the audience likes Jay. And, you know, quite frankly, Jay is a bit of a jerk. Right? And in some degree,
blubbering,
I think that's why he's...
boy?
Well...
Yeah, that's kind of jerky. Is it a fireable offense?
No. Not
No.
Not on these social medias, not after a retraction and apology. You know, it's interesting. Tim Walz and Gwen Walz, the very intriguing soon-to-be second lady, they're both coming to Labor Fest on Monday. And we don't know it's Labor Fest, but trust me, they're not going to counter-program Labor Fest in Milwaukee on Labor Day. So they're going to Labor Fest. So I look forward to seeing both Gwen and Tim Walz. And of course, it was their son that was attacked by Jay Weber. And I suspect coming out of the Labor Day weekend, Jay will be back on the radio Tuesday. He'll enjoy a nice long break. You know, his boss, probably Jerry Bott called and said, Jay, just take a couple extra days off, man. Just let the smoke clear, and we'll be right back to hating on kids and whoever you want to right after the Labor Day weekend, because that's what your audience wants, demands from you. And did I ever point out that right-wing talk radio, after Joe Biden won the election in 2020, took a dump, talking about WISS, the biggest stick in the state, as they claim.
WISN.
WISN. Their ratings dumped. When Fox News called Arizona for Biden, they went to hell for like a month. And then they all got in line, started telling us, oh, it was stolen. It was rigged. We should all show up on January 6th, do something about it.
You should tune in and let us tell you how it was rigged, even though they lost the recounts, they lost the court cases, they lost all the BS because it was pure BS, but they got their audience back. I guess that's worth something.
Well, Dan O'Donnell sent his in-laws to D.C. for the January 6th. I wonder if they bumped into Derek Van Orden that day. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. New indictments against Trump on the topic of January 6th. A happy hour indeed. We'll tell you about it.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, another edition of Public Cervix Announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. You can send your questions in to janesays@civicmedia.us. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Wisconsin summers are too short, so this year we decided to make the most of it. Cody called Go Landscaping, and Cody and his team will take it from here. Go Landscaping can bring your jungle under control or create the lasting outdoor living space you've always dreamed about. Specializing in stone and paver construction, Go Landscaping are the landscaping pros you need. Do what Crudy did. Call Cody at Go Landscaping today to get started. 608-807-9245.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.